Dead. Their bodies were discovered at an address in Cossey near Norwich yesterday morning. The shadow foreign secretary has been heckled by pro-Palestinian protesters as he tried to address the Fabian Society in central London. David Lammy had to leave the podium as at least five demonstrators tried to stop him speaking. More and more people in the audience stood up to launch verbal attacks on Labour's approach to the Middle East conflict. When Mr. Lammy did manage to speak, he said he had a clear goal.
Let's be clear. We all want to see a sustainable ceasefire in Gaza.
The Royal Navy says an investigation is underway after two of its warships collided in a Middle East harbour. Social media footage appears to show HMS Chiddingfold reversing into HMS Bangor in Bahrain. Ofcom will next week outline options for reforming Royal Mail's service obligations. It could lead to an end to deliveries on Saturdays being scrapped. In sport, Arsenal have climbed to third in the Premier League, 2 points behind leaders Liverpool, with a comfortable 5-0 victory at home to strugglers Crystal Palace. The visitors now have just one win in their last 10 top flight games. Manager Roy Hodgson says he must take responsibility for the last two goals conceded in stoppage time.
Players were tiring, obviously we thought some fresh legs, the fresh legs of the young lads, and it was too much to ask for them to go on and deal with a rampant Arsenal, and as a result we lose the game heavily.
Brentford kick off at home to Nottingham Forest later this hour. In the Scottish Cup, Hearts survived a scare to edge Spartans 2-1, and Rangers also face League Two opposition at Dumbarton. That's the latest. I'm Victoria Lawrence.
This is Phoenix FM.
2 minutes past five is the time you're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb. This is Phoenix Sport. Welcome into hour three.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
It's going to be windy Saturday night and early Sunday morning, especially if you're on the coast, as cloud thickens and outbreaks of rain spread across our area. The rain will clear during the early morning, remaining cloudy though and feeling chilly overnight, especially in the wind. Minimum temperature 1 degree Celsius. Sunday is likely to be dry with bright or sunny spells, although later the cloud will thicken. Milder temperatures will be offset by the increasingly windy conditions with localised gales developing. So although we can expect a maximum temperature of 11 degrees Celsius tomorrow, it's certainly not going to feel like that.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
And I can tell you it's another victory for Leyton Orient in EFL League One this afternoon. They have beaten Bolton Wanderers at Brisbane Road. And I can bring you a full-time report from our reporter down there now, Jaden Christie.
It's full-time here in E10 and it's Leyton Orient 1, Bolton Wanderers 0. A really entertaining second half. Saw the O's step it up massively and it was all Orient for the first 10-15 minutes, and that broke the deadlock when a sloppy back pass from the Bolton midfield through to the defence saw Dan Adji latch onto the ball 1v1 with Bolton keeper Baxter, where he calmly slotted it past him in the bottom corner to give the O's the lead. And then almost an instant reply in the 57th minute when Dion Charles got past the O's back line 1v1 with Solbrin, who in the end produced quite a poor effort and a comfortable save from Bryn. And there was a lot of intent from Bolton to go out and change the game and get back into it with the triple sub, and they reacted and they just couldn't seem to get any clear efforts on goal or break the deadlock. And in the 80th minute, more controversy when O's boss Richie Wellens was given a red card for impeding a Bolton Wanderers throw-in near the dugout. And after a long 7 minutes of injury time, it's a massive win here in E10 as the Orient make it three wins on the bounce with two big wins in the space of a week, beating high-flying Bolton Wanderers. It's Leyton Orient 1, Bolton Wanderers 0.
So another fine victory for the O's. Thanks very much indeed, Jaden. Got full-time reports to come from Billericay Town versus Lewis and also Redbridge versus Brentwood Town. I could tell you it finished Billericay Town 5, Lewis 0. And also got some other full-time scores, which I'm going to start running through for you now. I can tell you it finished in the National League South, all square at Parkside. Aveley 2, Chippenham Town 2. Championship, Stoke 1, Birmingham 2 was the final score. A couple more from League 1. Fleetwood, the bottom club, 0. Portsmouth, the leaders, 1. Goalless between Lincoln City and Derby County. League 2. There was 1-0 victory for Newport County over high-flying Wrexham. And in the Scottish Cup, Kilmarnock a 2 in an All-Premier League, Premiership tie. They beat Dundee by 2-0. Ispian North all over at Scraley Road. It's finished Heybridge Swifts 2, Bowers and Pitsy 2. All over, also in the Ispian North, between Walthamstow and New Salamis. And I can tell you, Brian Moses scored a last-minute equaliser for Stowe to earn them a point. It finished Walthamstow 2, New Salamis 2. And just to remind you, both of those sides finished the match with 10 men. Championship, a vital victory for struggling Queen's Park Rangers. They have beaten fellow Londoners Millwall at Loftus Road this afternoon by 2-0. Although they're still in the bottom three, I'll have a full look at league tables in a while. League 1, Wigan Athletic 1, Reading 0 was the final score. Also, Peterborough United, they came back from behind to beat Shrewsbury Town 2-1. First win for Phil Brown as the manager of Kidderminster Harriers. He saw his side come from 2-0 down early doors to beat Aldershot Town 4-2 in the National League. And in the Championship, it finished Blackburn 1, Huddersfield 1 and Sheffield Wednesday 1, Coventry 2. League 1, it finished Burton 2, Charlton 0. I thought it was a late goal for Middlesbrough against Rotherham, but I believe that was ruled out. In fact, it's finished 1-1 in that Championship game at the Riverside. Also in the Championship, all over Carrow Road, it's finished Norwich City 2, West Bromwich Albion 0. Gillingham 1, Forest Green 1. It's a final score in League 2, a vital point for bottom club. Forest Green will bottom at the start of play anyway. League 1, it finished Bristol Rovers 1, Blackpool 2. And in League 2, MK Dons were beaten 2-1 at home by MK Dons. There's been a red card for Brentwood Town at Redbridge. They're still playing in that Ispian North game, second half injury time. Brentwood still winning 3-1, but the Blues have had Wayne Reid dismissed late on in that one. We're going to hear from Andy Gardner after the final whistle has gone. And in rugby union, meanwhile, just looking to see if there's any more scores from this afternoon's European matches. Got one from Pool 2 in the European Challenge Cup, where it's finished Benetton 27, Montpellier 19. I will have any other results that come through, plus the local rugby results, assuming any of the local matches have survived this weather a bit later on. Right now, let's go back in time to 1981, when this was a big hit for Godley and Cream. This is Wedding Bells.
Ooh, yeah. I should have told you all I wanted was to have some fun. Keep me waiting for those wedding bells.
understand. The only words you want to hear it, do you take this man? It's my clumsy way of saying that we should be stopping those wedding bells. Those wedding bells. I'm like a square peg in a round hole. I don't belong here, baby. Don't need a some fun, but you wanted me to be the permanent one. Oh, I do it, but the pleasure isn't worth the pain. We've run out of track before we got on the train. Can't you hear the sound of heartstrings snapping under the strain? Those wedding
I can tell you it's all over at Oakside. The final whistle has now gone in the Ispin North match between Redbridge and Bramble Town. And watching that one for us over in Barkingside this afternoon was Andy Gardner.
Finished here at Oakside, Redbridge 1, Brentwood Town 3, and a big 3 points on the road for Town as they climb two places into the playoffs, and will be in fourth spot tonight, the fourth straight away win as well for them. They did ride their luck at times in the first half, when Redbridge should have gone in front after 14 minutes, but Shelby Negzi's shot was high and wide. A minute later, they perhaps should have had a penalty when the referee collided with a Brentwood player, and the ball came through to Odakoya. He was brought down by Melvin Minter, but the ref played on, we can only assume because of that earlier collision. 22 minutes, Brentwood went in front. It was a Shabda Gandu free kick to the back post, and it was met by the in-form Mekki McKenzie for the opening goal. We then had three yellow cards for the home side. Brentwood went two up after 36 minutes, and then it was role reversal. This time McKenzie was the provider for Ngandu. McKenzie on the break down the right. His cutback met beautifully with a curling right footer from Shabda Gandu. So that was 2-0 at half time. Slightly fortunate. A bit harsh on Redbridge to be two down. In the second half, they really had a good go. Full credit to them. And substitute James Barlow was causing some problems. He, in fact, was involved in the goal for Redbridge after 55 minutes. A cutback for him found Adekoya. And that was 2-1. Then Barlow almost equalised a couple of minutes later. And then McKenzie also should have scored 63 minutes, bringing out a good save from Wheatley. But the points were secured after 68 minutes in a strange way. It was an own goal, actually, when a shot from McKenzie sort of looped and deflected off of Henry Day into the corner. So that was 3-1, game over. And the only sour point for Brentwood was a needless red card at the end. Wyan Reid came on late on and he picked up two yellow cards in a couple of minutes. So he was down the tunnel early. They survived About 8 minutes of added time at the end, but on a really heavy pitch. It's a big win for them on the road. They say it puts them fourth tonight. So it's Redbridge 1, Brentwood Town 3.
Thank you very much indeed, Andy. And once I've come back from a short break, we will have a full-time report from our other featured match in ESPN Premier League, Billericay Town versus Lewis.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Tune into the Sunday Sessions on Phoenix FM every Sunday morning, 10 till 12, with me, Kevlar. I'll be bringing you tracks from local artists. Most of those tracks are recorded down at our open mic, which takes place every Monday at 8 p.m. at the Essex Arms in Brentwood, right next door to Brentwood Station. Come along and just watch, or if you're a singer or songwriter, come along and sing us a song.
Sing, sing, sing.
Is Phoenix 98 FM.
98 FM. So now we're going to go over to New Lodge and hear all about our other featured game this afternoon in the ESPN Premier League, Billericay Town versus Lewis. With a full-time summary, here's Jack Patmore.
Jack Patmore reporting for Phoenix FM from New Lodge. The meeting between two of the form sides in the division saw Billericay Town dismantle Lewis with a 5-0 thumping. The hosts were swiftly out of the traps and capitalised on some questionable Lewis defending with only 2 minutes on the clock. Alfie Trulli's corner fell perfectly for Moses Emmanuel, who struck the killer blow with a headed finish as the striker was left unmarked in the box. Buoyed by their early breakthrough, Billericay went on search for doubling their advantage, and Richard Asamoah nearly did so on two occasions with driven strikes which were saved by Nathan Harvey. The Blues didn't let up as they deservedly got their second. Asamoah was proven to be a thorn in the side of the Lewis defence, and his delivery was prodded home by Merrifield. Gary McCann would have been thrilled with his side's first half display, and they strengthened their grip on proceedings with a third just before the break. The informed Cerulli saw his strike take a nick off a Lewis defender, and Harvey couldn't get down quick enough to deny his strike. Lewis, in a good run of form, didn't look like their usual selves. Their afternoon went from bad to worse on 49 minutes as Merrifield poked home inside the 6-yard box. Billericay made their dominance pay further when George Wind found space on the right flank before putting it on a place for Merrifield to net his hat-trick. Despite Billericay's 5-goal advantage, the visitors had a very slim chance of getting back into the game when Wind brought down Calvin Lobombo Kalala in the box, but Chris Wepdale failed to hit the target. It finishes here, Billericay 5, Lewis 0.
Thanks very much indeed, Jack. So another fine result for Billericay Town as they continue their promotion push in the ESPN Premier League. Just to let you know, I've got my regular feature, the post-match warm down, coming up fairly soon. It's 3 songs in a row. And if you like your soul, I think you'll like this week's little selection I've got for you. That's coming up after the final travel update of the day. In the meantime, though, some more non-league full times in the Southern League Division 1 Central. Capuchotti finished Waltham Abbey 1, Biggles Wade 1. And that result means Abbey remain in 4th position. place in the playoff spots in the Southern League Central. I can confirm that at least three matches have survived the weather in the Essex Senior League this afternoon, and it was a victory for the league leaders Tilbury away to Romford. The Dockers won by a goal to nil down at Rookery Hill, and a big blow for second place Sporting Bury United, who are now 4 points behind the leaders after they slipped to a 2-1 home defeat at the hands of Barking. And the other result I've got from the Essex Senior is Athletic Newer 1, Holbridge Sports 2. If there were any others that did survive the weather, I will let you know. The same goes for the Thurlow Nun. Just got a couple of results. Three results now, actually. Another one's just come through from the First Division South. Incidentally, there was one game last night. It was Burnham Ramblers who won 3-1 away at May and Baker. This afternoon, victory for the league leaders Clapton Community. They beat Newbury Forest at the Old Spotted Dog by 3-2. Victory for Harlow Town, who are also among the front runners. They won 2-0 away to Barkingside, and Parkview were beaten 2-1 at home by Cannons Wood. The league table currently looks like this. Clapton Community, 1 point in the league. Benfleet in second, 1 point behind them, and they've got lots of games in hand as well. Harlow Town third, Hutton fourth, Dunmo Town fifth. Just one Essex side in action this afternoon in the Thurlow Nun First Division North, as far as I can see, and it was a bad day at the office for Wivenhoe Town. They lost 7-0 away to the league leaders Framlingham Town, and that leaves Wivenhoe still in 12th place. Stanway Pegasus 3 points behind Framlingham in second place. Great Arm of Town are third, Holland are fourth, AFC Sudbury Reserves are fifth. The other Essex side in that division are Harwich and Parkston, who are currently in seventh place. Got one more racing result for you. That comes from the 5 o'clock Wolverhampton. First was number one, Floating Voter, 4-1 joint favourite. Second was number nine, CC Labon, priced at 14-1. Third was number five, Surface to Air, priced at 7-1. There were a total of 12 runners in that race. The other 4-1 joint favourite was number four, I can't even pronounce this, Hurricanian, it looks like. And he only managed to finish in fourth place. Just to remind you, there's some 5:30 kickoffs in the football. In the Premier League, it's Brentford versus Nottingham Forest. I'll keep an eye on that. Africa Cup of Nations, there's another match underway. Mauritania versus Angola. Around 21 minutes gone in that match, which started at 5 p.m. UK time, and it is currently goalless. And there's another Scottish Cup tie starting at 5:30. Rangers away to Dumbarton, 5:30 kickoff. So we'll keep an eye on that one. Looking at tomorrow's Premier League games, just the two. West Ham United looks to bounce back from their FA Cup disappointment during the week when they visit bottom of the table Sheffield United. That's a 2 p.m. kickoff tomorrow. And leaders Liverpool travel to AFC Bournemouth. That one starts at 4:30. Leeds United coming in fourth place in the Championship. They host Preston North End at Elland Road tomorrow. That's a noon kickoff. And as I mentioned earlier, a massive game Monday night in the Championship. Leaders Leicester against Ipswich Town, who were pushed down to third place after Southampton won today. That's at 8 p.m. on Monday night. And the Women's Super League, which returned today with that match between Arsenal and Everton Women. It's back from its midwinter break. And tomorrow, Chelsea leaders take on Manchester United Women at a 12:30 kickoff. Brighton Hove Albion Women play Bristol City Women at 2 o'clock. Manchester City Women face Liverpool Women. That one starts at 2:30. And there's an evening kick-off because of TV coverage. West Ham United Women back in action at Victoria Road. They face Tottenham Hotspur Women. And that one starts at 6:45 p.m. Right now the time is 25 minutes past 5.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So it's time for the final travel update for today here on Phoenix FM. No problems. It's been pretty quiet in Brentwood most of the afternoon. Billericay High Street was busy, but the traffic along there is moving okay now. M25 clockwise is still busy between Junction 30 for the A13 and Junction 31 for Lakeside. Still some hot spots in Chelmsford. It's now slow-moving traffic on Victoria Road between Springfield Road and New Street. And on Springfield Road itself, it's busy between Victoria Road and Highbridge Road. One of the approaches to the Army and Navy roundabout still busy. Baddow Bypass Company has queuing traffic. And if you're down in the South End area this morning, this evening even, I've lost track of time completely. It's busy on London Road. In the Chiltwell-Leon Sea area, the A13 westbound is busy between Southbourne Grove and Eastwood Road. Public transport, just to remind you that there is no service on the Elizabeth line this weekend between Abbeywood and Paddington. Trains are in operation between Shenfield and Liverpool Street National Rail Station, not serving Whitechapel though. And between Paddington and Heathrow Terminal 4 and Heathrow Terminal 5 and Reading, please use underground services to cross central London. That is the advice. Just be aware though that if you are travelling on London Underground, there are still some severe delays due to a shortage of trains on the central line, but tickets are being accepted on London Buses, London Overground, Chiltern GWR and the Elizabeth line. And finally, a reminder that there is no service on the DLR all weekend between Poplar and Stratford International and Beckton and Woolwich Arsenal. There are replacement buses in operation. So it's time for the post-match warm-down, the points at which in the show I get my breath back and recover from the afternoon's excitement. Despite all the postponements this afternoon, there's still been plenty going on. So I need to make myself a coffee, get my breath back. And this week, a bit of a mellow selection. I've gone for 3 mellow soul tunes. Enjoy these.
Change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. to my brother. And I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I could last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a my way, and as we spoke
So, first off, we heard Sam Cooke and The Change Is Gonna Come, 1964, a song recorded not long before his mysterious death that year, and it was a posthumous hit for him. In the end, it was quite a groundbreaking song, really. It was the first, or one of the first, sort of very political and socially aware sort of soul tunes. And it was greatly influenced by Bob Dylan's Blowing in the Wind, released the previous year. And it was all based around the struggle of black Americans and the civil rights movement. And it was inspired by an real-life incident when Cook and his entourage were turned away from a whites-only motel in Louisiana, and he felt compelled to write that song after that particular experience. And what a great song it was. Then we heard George Benson, a great track from him from the 70s, Nature Boy. That was later covered by Central Line, I think. And from his classic album, Off the Wall, from 1979, we heard Michael Jackson, and it's the Falling in Love. And we'll have another post-match warm-down for you next week. Getting back to football in the Africa Cup of Nations, Group D, Angola have taken lead against Mauritania. I always pronounce that wrong. Mwando Dala has given Angola the lead after half an hour. And an early goal in the Premier League match that kicks off at 5:30, Brentford versus Nottingham Forest. Danilo gave Forest the lead in only the third minute with apparently a real stunner of a strike. So Forest, despite having those possible financial fair play penalties circling above their heads, they haven't let that put them off so far, and they're 1-0 up at Brentford. I'm going to take a look at the league tables now. Look at the Championship after today's matches. Leicester remain top, 7 points clear. Southampton have eased their way into the other automatic promotion spot at least until Monday night, after winning 3-1 at Swansea this afternoon in the lunchtime kickoff. Ipswich Town, due to the fact that Southampton have a superior goal difference to them, have gone down to third place. But it's still 7 points clear of Leeds United, who are in action tomorrow. West Brom remain in the playoffs in fifth, despite losing 2-0 at Norwich this afternoon. And Coventry, after their 2-1 victory at struggling Sheffield Wednesday, are in sixth place. Rotherham remain bottom, despite picking up a point in a 1-1 draw at Middlesbrough. Sheffield Wednesday, second from bottom. And Queen's Park Rangers, despite a vital 2-0 win at home to Millwall this afternoon, remain in the red places, 3 points adrift from Huddersfield Town, who drew today. Turning our attention to League One, Portsmouth remain top, 1 point clear of Peterborough. Both of those sides won today. Derby, third, they drew 0-0 at Lincoln. Bolton remain fourth, despite their 1-0 defeat at Leyton Orient, who now move up to ninth. They're looking in an increasingly good position, the O's. Barnsley and Oxford United, neither of whom played today. Both of their matches were postponed. They are in the other playoff spots. At the other end, Fleetwood, who lost at Portsmouth, remain bottom of the table. Carlisle, Cheltenham and troubled Reading, whose match was abandoned last week, they remain in the relegation places. Wigan losing 1-0. Reading losing 1-0 at Wigan this afternoon. Meanwhile, in EFL League 2, Stockport leaders didn't play today. Their match at Notts County was postponed. Wrexham remained second despite losing at Newport. Mansfield, who also had a postponement this afternoon, they remained third. And it's Crewe, Barrow, Notts County and MK Dons in the playoff spots. Forest Green off the bottom, although they were helped by the fact that Sutton United's match was postponed. After Forest Green picked up a 1-1 draw at Gillingham, so they move above Sutton, at least for the time being, on goal difference. National League. Meanwhile, Chesterfield's match away to Barnet, it was postponed. We made 9 points clear at the top. Bromley were held to a 2-2 draw by Borehamwood today, but they remained second. None of the other sides in the playoff spots played today. Barnet, Solihull, Moors, Altrincham, Oldham and Rochdale. Southend United currently in 12th. Dagenham and Redbridge 16th, both of whom had their matches postponed. Kidderminster remained bottom despite picking up a 4-2 win against Aldershot Town. Phil Brown's first match in charge there. Oxford City and AFC Fylde, both of whom had matches postponed today, are just above them. The other side in the relegation places are Ebbsfleet United, who were beaten at home by Hartlepool today. Meanwhile, in the National South, only Avery's batch survived locally. They drew to all with Chippenham Town, and they stay in the playoff spots in 7th by 1 point. Yeovil Town, who won today, they remain top of the table, and it's looking increasingly like they're going to run away with this league. They're 13 points clear of 2nd place. Worthing, who also won today. Hampton, Richmond, Borough, Maidstone in 3rd and 4th. Chelmsford City in 5th. And Torquay United, who won today against struggling Dover, they are in 6th. Place. Braintree Town, whose match against Taunton was postponed, are currently 13th. Dover remained at the foot of the table with Havant, Waterlooville, Welling United and Eastbourne Borough, the other sides in the relegation places. Isthmian Premier Hornchurch stayed top. Their match against bottom club Concord was off following a pitch inspection. Chatham Town, whose match was also postponed, their match at Wingate and Finchley, that was off. They remain second. Billericay Town are only 1 point behind them now and also have a game in hand on them after that impressive 5-0 win at home to Lewis. Enfield Town, who drew at Hashtag, a 4th. Wingate and Finchley are 5th. Hashtag themselves remain in 10th place after their draw. Canvey, whose match was postponed, 13th. And Concord, as I mentioned, bottom of the table still. Isthmian North and Lowestoft Town remain top. Their match at Ipswich Wanderers fell foul of the weather today, though, as did second place Felixstowe Moreton United's match away to Brightling Sea Region. Barrows and Pitsy are 3rd, 2 points behind Felixstowe after drawing 2-2 at Haybridge Swifts, who are 5th. In between them, Brentwood Town were up to 4th after their 3-1 win at Redbridge. Basildon United, Malden Tiptree and Brightling Sea Region are 6th, 7th and 9th, respectively. They all have their matches postponed today. Walthamstow, 10th after their 2-2 draw against New Salamis. Wisdom Town, who didn't play, 40s. Redbridge, 15th after that defeat to Brentwood. And Grays Athletic, just above the drop zone. Still, they didn't play today, but they are still 7 points clear of bottom club Stone Market Town, still without a win, and who lost once again today.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Only just over 10 minutes of the show left. Time to let you know what's happening after I've finished here on Phoenix FM this Saturday night. Mandy is in the chair from 6 to 8pm as always with Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. Lots of great tracks from the 70s, 80s and 90s, many of whom you won't have heard for a while, some which you may have never heard before. Always some good surprises there, so stick around for Mandy. And then Andy Furneaux is in the house between 8 and 10pm with Boogie Night, 60s most Town, 70s disco, 80s soul and 90s dance. And rounding off Saturday night here on Phoenix FM, it's Steve Robertson, 2 hours of classical music with Classic Phoenix. So that is your Saturday night lineup on Phoenix FM. Just want to say best of luck, by the way, to our new Sunday breakfast host, who I believe is starting tomorrow morning. Siobhan Copeland, she moves over from Thursday afternoons, where she was presenting the 1-2-3 show, and she is taking over Sunday breakfast, so we wish her well with that. In football, the Africa Cup of Nations, there has been another golden match between Mauritania and Angola. Amar equalised in the 43rd minute for Mauritania. They're currently in first half injury time in that Group D match. And one more racing result to bring you. That comes from the 5:30 at Wolverhampton. First was number 3, Roman Crown, 30-100 favourite. Second was number 6, Marmaduke Lemon, priced at 12-1. And third was number 8, Mr. Tibbs, priced at 125-1. Goodness me. There were a total of 9 runners in that race. I'm going to start going through the local rugby results now. If any are missing, they either haven't come through yet or the matches were postponed. It's not very clear. For example, Colchester, leaders in Regional 1 South East, were away to HUEL Tring this afternoon. Not got a result from that. I do know that Westcliff's trip to Sudbury was postponed, and there was defeat for Rochford 100. They travelled to Oundle and the home side won by 41 points to 17. So Colchester still on top, Westcliff remain at the bottom, and Rochford 100 are just above them. Moving on to Regional 2 Anglia. Meanwhile, there was a big win for Eton Manor in their away match at Chelmsford this afternoon. They won by 68 points to 5. And Dagenham versus Harlow was postponed. I'm not sure about the other matches in that league. Southend Saxons were due to play. Not sure whether they did or not. They're currently top for the table. Norwich bring up the rear at the other end. And moving on to counties 2, Eastern Counties. There was... it was only Mersey Island in action this afternoon. They hosted Thurston and won by 31 points to 26. Colchester's second 11 rewarded a home win in their match against Cottingham Renegades, which didn't actually take place. So Colchester's second 11 remain top of that league. Mersey Island, the other Essex side, currently in seventh place. Meanwhile, in... Regional 2, no, sorry, Counties 1, Essex, Got some results. Braintree 71, Chingford 5, Maldon 50, Stanville Hope 7, Romford and Gideon Park 0, Wanstead 58. Matches between Epping Upper Clapton and Upminster, Mavericks and Cambion, and Old Cooperians and East London were all postponed. Wanstead stay top of that league. Braintree currently in second place. And in the Counties 2 Essex North League, Clacton were awarded a home win against Whittle Wanderers. Southwood and Ferrers, the bottom club, another defeat for them, beaten 21 points to 10 at home by Kelvedon and Fearing. Burnham on Crouch, the only unbeaten side, currently setting the pace in that division. And finally, turning our attention to Counties 2 Essex South, I've just got the one result that's coming. It was a draw between King's Cross Steelers and Basildon, 22 points each. I do know that the matches between Barking and Millwall and Old Brentwood and Billericay were both postponed. Basildon currently top of that division, with the Old Brentwood currently in second place. It's been an equaliser in the Premier League match, Brentford versus Nottingham Forest. Ivan Toney, who is back in the side, and what a return at Brentford, and what a return for him. He has scored after 90 minutes. And that's pretty much it. Thank you so much for your company this afternoon. Just want to thank our reporting team, Jaden Christie at Brisbane Road, watching the match between Leighton Orient and Bolton Wanderers. Another fine result for the O's down there this afternoon, which has taken them up to ninth place in League One. Billericay Town, another thumping victory for them today against Lewis. Jack Patmore, thank you to him for reporting on. And thanks too to Andy Gardner, who reported on a 3-1 win for Brentwood Town way to Redbridge. I should be back on Phoenix FM on Thursday night, all being well, with the non-league hour, 7 to 8pm. I hope you can join me for that. If not, all being well, I'm back next Saturday between 3 and 6pm with another edition of Phoenix Sport. Maddie's next with Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. I'm going to play out with the Bee Gees and Tragedy. Thank you very much indeed for listening, and a very good night to you.